4-0 win, unbeaten run goes on. Give us your thoughts on that.
I think today we had to dig in to start with. It was a very scrappy game to start with, and at one stage you thought it could have gone either way, particularly in first half. I don't think we was anywhere near as best at the first half. Obviously we got the goal. First time I think we've been in their box,
yeah.
and we went 1-0 up, and from there on, in all fairness, we probably looked comfortable. We never looked in danger of conceding. I think the first save Matt had to make was about 93rd minute.
Yeah.
But, you know, we come out second half, we had a few words at half time, I had a word with Dan Creaney because balls were bouncing off him at first half. It's come out second half and everything stuck.
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference because we can get further forward up the pitch. Overall, we had a 20-minute spell in the second half where we just finished the game off, put it to bed. And even then, we stayed very disciplined, very happy.
You've touched on first half. It was scrappy and it was ugly for both sides, but it was crying out for a one bit of quality, and Blair provided it, didn't he? Oh, and Cleveland down the left.
I mean, to be fair, they took their right back off at half time. I mean,
and he was their captain.
But Blair, on his day, can do that. And, every time he got the ball, he just went past him for fun. I mean, he must have been tortured at half-time, the full-back. But, yes, like I say, he put that quality in. The nice thing is, though, and it's what you get with Creaney, is in the box. So he just got a simple tap in. All the work's done by Blair. But, that's what we was missing last year. We'd never got nobody on the end of those.
Yeah, and Nat and Dan are now finding the scoring boots, aren't they? And they're getting on the end of them crosses, whereas at the start of the season they maybe weren't.
I mean, I have to say, and I said it to Nat at half time, I thought for half an hour Nat struggled to get anything in the game at all.
Yeah.
But last 15 minutes at first half, he came in and started to dictate. And second half, he looked a different person. And, what a goal as well, just a boot.
For the first, 10 minutes of the second half, we didn't really have an attack, and then we went straight up and, again, having a big number nine, he scores from a corner. Their keeper came rushing out and he's looped it.
Well, we was in their position this time last season, so they're scrapping for points. They're losing 1-0. They're going to come out and have a go for 10 minutes, and that's where it's important that we stay strong, and that's what let us down Tuesday night, because we give them a goal and then all of a sudden they got the tails up.
Yep.
Today we stayed strong, we stayed disciplined, and like I say, first time we go back up there and Dan's on the end of it again, and it's 2-0, and we'd won the game from that point on.
And then I don't know how to describe it really, but just brilliant, wasn't it, from Nat to do what he can do.
It's what
not
Nat,
many can.
It's what Nat's capable of. I've just spoke to Tom, and I says, Nat always seems to produce when you're not here.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. There's not many people in this league could sit up and pop a ball in the net like that. Long may continue.
And the fourth was just as pleasing in a way, the front two linking up and Creaney pulling it back for Nat, and then bang, bang, it's 4-0 with the blink of an eye.
Yeah, well, you can enjoy it, can't you? 3-0 up, you can enjoy it. You can start zipping it around, passing it around, and like you say, every time we went forward then, we looked like we were capable of scoring. I think Creaney was only denied his hat trick with a post.
Yeah, hit the post, yeah.
But the subs, I can't praise mine enough. All three subs have come on. They've all put the same shift in that the lads that started put on. And, everybody's fighting for the shirt.
It's giving you selection
good.
Headaches.
Well, it's like I said to the 11 that started, it's up to them to keep the shirt, and that's what they're trying to do. But fair play to the three subs. They've all come on and said, hang on, what about us?
Yeah. How'd you keep them grounded? We go to Rushall now, don't we? Again, we're going to be the favourites. We're the form team in the league, so it's a different position that we're used to in this at this level of football, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think we had a lesson on Tuesday that there's no easy games in football, and the first time you look at the league table and expect that it's going to happen, it doesn't. And that's what we said today. These were bottom of the league, but they're a good
that
side.
Ability,
they're
just
a
no
big
confidence,
club.
Do they?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You've got to thrive on that. You've got to thrive on the fact that, get in front and hope that their confidence is low and you can continue through it. And that's what we did today. So Tuesday, we go for the same.